We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here as well, and Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Historical Museum. And I'm talking today here about outgrown, outdated, or obsolete objects that used to be common that are now uncommon. And I'm looking here at our list. I'm going to go into the travel category next. And you know, one thing I haven't used in a while, but I do love them. And that's paper maps. I especially like the road atlases. I'm a big fan of maps. I've always been a big fan of maps. But paper maps, not so much in use anymore.
I prefer using paper maps. Because when you have it on that little phone, it doesn't show you exactly how you get from here to there.
Yeah, it's difficult, and I agree, and I like to more see how the roads get to one place or the other, and they kind of curve and bend, and some landscape maps are pretty cool, too, because then you kind of see the different things out there.
Right.
But
you can tell the elevations and...
Mm-hmm. And trying to figure out how many miles you got, adding up the little mileage in between places, I used to love to do that.
But see, you're at an age where you have actually used a paper map, but smaller kids have probably never even used one.
And they don't know what the little symbols mean on there. And
right.
Yeah. And folding a paper map, good luck.
Right.
And even I struggle with that. That's difficult. But, you know, people, you know, I think it's interesting here. AAA is not going to be releasing a Memorial Day weekend forecast, I think, the first time in several, I think it was 20-plus years or something, which astonishing, but not too astonishing, I guess, because with the pandemic.
Right, they're encouraging people to stay home.
Right. And as far as other things people maybe don't see as much anymore in traveling, and white wall tires, don't see that as much.
Right. I don't remember seeing a white wall, except maybe at the Dream Car.
Yeah, that's about right. Hadn't thought about white walls for a long time. Had a caller come in, just say, hey, you know what else is missing from a lot of communities is the neighborhood grocery store.
Yeah.
And that was the lifeblood of a community. I remember, you know, growing up, and Cheryl, you and I have talked about, you know, growing up in Elmo when I was a kid, we had a grocery store. There were 50 people maybe at that time that lived there.
That would be a good topic for the future, is to talk about all the little neighborhood grocery stores we have around town.
Yeah, yeah. And now we're seeing, like, you know, Riley doesn't really have anything like that, but they have a Dollar General.
Right.
And Dollar Generals have done well in those small communities.
Right. They fill a niche that's really needed.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing when you travel, too, you know, convenience stores have changed quite drastically. And has made service station attendants obsolete. Hmm. I know in Oregon, I think they still pump your gas. And
that's a state law.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But I don't know of a place in Manhattan or Riley County, do you?
No, not anymore.
They used to come out and check your tires, check your oil, and all the things.
Wash the windshields.
You needed checked.
I used to do that when I was going to college. Yeah.
But you didn't have a uniform, did you?
I had a shirt.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, we had a company shirt. You know, like those old, I mean, you've seen the mechanic shirts.
Right.
Yeah. Had a little name tag on it, said Dave.
Do you still have it?
If I did, it wouldn't fit.
Well, even cars, you know, the way they've changed over the years, I remember vaguely as a little kid, I'm talking like 5 years old, seeing cars pull up and people put their gas in behind the license plate.
Yep.
And boy, that's a thing of the past.
Well, and that's
which
a safety.
Which is a good thing. It might be hard to find.
Yeah, that's a safety issue. You know, if you go out to the Dream Car Collection sometime, have Doug Malone show you about one of the cars. I think it's an old Cadillac where the gas... tank. Well, the cap is hidden behind a taillight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yes, there's some really interesting quirks in the different vehicles they have there.
Yeah, and you talk about a throwback. You know, if you want to take a look at some things that we don't have anymore, like what we've been talking about. There's some pretty good examples in the automotive industry.
You used to have cars that didn't have air conditioning. We were talking about air conditioning during the break, and that's technology that's been introduced in your lifetime, Cheryl.
Yes, definitely. And we had no air conditioning in cars for a long, long time. And at home, the first air conditioning we had was a water cooler, which wasn't great air conditioning.
Yeah, and my family took a trip to Canada in a 1965 Plymouth Fury, and this was in 1970 in August. There were six of us in the car with no air conditioning. But the windows, and you know something else about cars? You don't find the window cranks anymore.
Right. They're all electric now.
There's no three on the three.
And I really like a window crank because they rarely break.
No kidding. No kidding.
It's kind of like, stairs and escalators and, when they break, they just become stairs, you know?
Right.
But, you know, if the elevator breaks, you're kind of resorting to use the stairs. Well,
a change with automobiles, too, are flat tires. When I was a kid, there were lots of flat tires. You hardly went on a trip without numerous flat tires. But now tires are so much better, you just don't have them go flat so much.
And now youngsters don't know how to change a tire.
That's right, because they don't go flat very much.
That's right. Or people do it for them, fix it for them, so... It's been fun. Even the jacks have changed in cars, because they used to have this little clip that there were these little notches that were in the bumpers, rear and front bumpers that used to put the hand jack into to raise either the front or the back, respectively, in order to get the tire replaced.
What
crazy
about,
stuff.
What about the old license plates? You know, the old Kansas license plates. Do you guys have any on display there? At the museum?
We don't have any on display, but we do have some in our collection.
I always like to see how license plates evolve over the years. You know, they used to be kind of boring looking, just kind of black and yellow or brown and white. I know Missouri used to have some really hideous ones back in the 90s, I think, as recently as the 90s before they changed it. But
well, hideous and Missouri are synonymous.
Yeah, I grew up in Missouri, so yeah, I appreciate Missouri, all of its quirks.
You know, and one of the things I like about license plates in Kansas, and I don't know that this is true everywhere else, but I like seeing where the people are from, the county designations on the plates.
Yeah, and every state's different. Not every state, I think, follows that, but Kansas does with the little stickers, and I know Nebraska, they have a numbering system, and other states do as well. Well, this has been fun, Cheryl. If people have any questions, how can they get a hold of you guys during the shutdown? Or can they?
Can always give us a call, 785-565-6490, or go to our website, and there's a contact, so you can contact by email at www.rileycountyks.gov.
All right. Well, Cheryl Collins, we sure appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. We'll be looking at all the changes that keep happening.
All right.
There's a lot of those, aren't there?
There are a lot of those.
This is fun, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll do it for In Focus. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with city officials, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear.
The GMCF Community Hour is coming up next after CBS News here at News Radio KMAN. Today, folks from the Manhattan Arts Center and the Flint Hills Volunteer Center joining us. And, of course, Vern will be part of the show as well. It's 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. Good morning.